This afternoon, Senate Republicans relented. After winning a compromise on one provision of the financial overhaul legislation, they appear ready to allow the Senate to debate and vote on the bill. That after the Senate voted for a third time to block debate earlier today. Republicans had prevailed with the help of Democrat Ben Nelson of Nebraska. But Nelson's votes have raised questions about lawmakers who have personal investments and how they vote on regulating the investment industry. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Nelson held a conference call this morning with reporters from Nebraska news outlets. He was unhappy and a little defensive.
Today, Washington is a cesspool of gotcha politics. It's out of control.
Here's the issue. The overhaul bill sets new rules for derivatives contracts, and they'd apply retroactively to derivatives that already exist. Critics say that ex post facto provision is both unconstitutional and bad for business. Among the critics, investor Warren Buffett of Omaha. He's Senator Nelson's richest constituent. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, is Nelson's biggest single source of campaign funds. And if that's not enough, Senator Nelson and his wife have investments in Berkshire Hathaway. The latest disclosure from 2008 valued those investments at $1.5 million or more. Nelson addressed that in the conference call. He was using a prepared statement.
To be absolutely clear, I did not vote no because of Berkshire Hathaway, nor did the fact that I and my wife, Diane, have owned Berkshire Hathaway stock for 30-plus years. That has nothing to do with my vote. It's never been an issue, and it isn't now.
In fact, lobbyists for the bill said they usually expect Nelson to vote no on procedural moves like the ones this week. And the derivatives issue isn't the only reason Nelson's given for opposing the bill. He's also said the bill will hurt small businesses that provide financing for customers. As Nelson put it yesterday at the Capitol,
dentists and auto dealers that don't finance cars and stuff like that.
But that's not the way Senator Christopher Dodd remembers it. Dodd chairs the Banking Committee, and he's leading the Democrats in the floor debate. After the first vote on Monday, Dodd said Nelson approached him just before Nelson cast a no vote. He said Nelson wanted to talk about the derivatives issue.
Dentists and auto dealers didn't come out.
This mix of investing and legislating is increasingly common on Capitol Hill. 28 lawmakers listed Berkshire on their personal disclosure forms in 2008. That's according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Nelson just happened to hold a bigger position than the others. The Senate and House ethics rules say that's okay because the investment opportunity is open to anybody. But in other parts of official Washington, making decisions that affect your personal investments is a potential felony. Richard Painter was ethics counsel to President George W. Bush.
Yes, there's a criminal statute that would apply to members of the executive branch who participate in any government matter that has a direct and predictable impact on their investments. So ordinarily, the executive branch official would be told by the ethics lawyer that they have to sell the stock before participating in this type of thing.
Painter says one problem is that Congress writes its own ethics rules, and a bigger problem is campaign contributions, which set up lawmakers for possible conflicts of interest every time they leave the Capitol to raise money.
We all know what goes on up there, whether it's campaign contributors or financial holdings of the members and their families. But that doesn't make it good.
Painter says he would have newly elected lawmakers put all their money into mutual funds. If that were the case, Senator Nelson's nest egg might be somewhat smaller, but he'd be having an easier time at his job. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.